Welcome to the Real Life Fake Wizard channel. I am the Real Life Fake Broadcaster. In today's stories, video gamers are bigots. Disney Plus is the greatest streaming service ever, and Smash JT is allegedly a white man. And what? What happened? Samantha? Sam? Sam? What? Well, who's they? What do you mean Elon Musk cut the US aid fund? Welcome to The Pondering. I am the Real Life Fake Wizard. I feel compelled to keep the suit on for the rest of the video. If this video brings you any value at all, I invite you to subscribe to this channel where we're posting new videos nearly every day. Yes, I am the Real Life Fake Wizard, and if you believe that our entertainment is failing, then I'm here to tell you that there are five people responsible: influencers, marketing professionals, writers, corporate executives, and for today's discussion, journalists. Now, that's a huge claim to say that journalists are ruining entertainment, and the title of this video is even more aggressive. They're lying to you. In ages past, we used to look at journalists as people to keep the elites in check via information to the public, or at least that's what we hoped they were doing. You look at stories like All the President's Men, breaking the Watergate scandal, interviews with world leaders, major corruption busts, and the unveiling of very creepy elite vacation destinations. Did you know it was Alex Jones who broke the Bohemian Grove story? Like, that giant owl statue is very real. Creepy stuff. And really, being a journalist didn't mean you needed to break the news every day or anything like that. It was a role to keep the public informed about what was going on in the world. And now, after the last 15 years or so, probably longer than that, I don't take anything from any journalist at face value. I can't, because they've been caught lying so often. And this isn't some deep dive on Brian Williams lying about Iraq. No, no. It's the idea that journalists no longer have an allegiance to the public. Journalists have an allegiance to corporations. I've spoken about this on many videos. Are you aware that every major news outlet is owned by an entertainment company? Yes, the people who make the movies and the TV shows are the same companies that make the news. And I say make the news very specifically. There is a lot going on in our world. Lots of bad things are happening every single day. But the presentation of those bad things by the news media is done so in a way to invoke the greatest possible emotional response from you, the viewer. They're not just reporting the news, they're making the news, presenting and speaking in a way to make sure you're inclined to pay attention, to make sure you're inclined to keep watching. Because they need you to keep watching. It's important that your eyes remain fixed on what the journalists show you, that you do not question the reality that the news media produces for you. There are lots of reasons for this, and I wish I could go full Alex Jones right now and say, it's a conspiracy to control your mind, and I don't know, maybe he's got a point. No, my friends, journalists are ad salesmen. They're salesmen. Remember the five people ruining entertainment? Well, marketing professionals, journalists, and influencers all do variations of the same thing. Sell. That's their job. Journalists are some of the greatest salespeople I've ever seen in real life. I work in marketing, I have for many years. And when I tell you we pay attention to the strategies that journalists use to get the most attention for their corporate masters, you wouldn't believe the shit I've seen. And to be extremely clear, I'm not just talking about Fox News or CNN. I'm also talking about your local newspaper. I'm talking about IGN. I'm talking about independent journalists that have Google AdSense running on their blogs. The job of a journalist is to create media that invokes emotional responses in order to hold viewers' attention so that the publications can sell advertising. It's a big ad scam. What keeps CNN going? Like, sure, it's owned by Warner Brothers, but right now CNN is laying off lots of employees. And this is because they don't have the money to pay those employees. Well, why would that be? Well, it's because their ratings are not so good and people aren't watching CNN as much as they used to. And if people aren't watching CNN, then companies that pay millions of dollars for advertising, like pharmaceutical companies and car dealers, have no reason to keep paying CNN. If people aren't watching, then the platform is not worth advertising on. You know, we see a lot of stories from the news, like even beyond CNN, even just from tweets from like Hollywood Reporter or some other attention whore website. You ever think, is that really news? Are you really covering that topic? That's not news. That's not worth my time. And sometimes it's worse. It's like, that's not even true. That's an opinion, and a stupid one at that. It's disingenuous. Yeah, that's the point. Publications will do whatever they need to do to get your attention, because they're not there to present the facts to tell you the news. They're there to get you to look at ads, and they'll carve the scalp off of whoever or whatever gets in their way. I said before that major news outlets are owned by entertainment companies. Well, the major ones definitely are. I'm not sure about your local newspaper, but just to review, Disney owns ABC and ESPN, Comcast owns NBC and Universal, Warner Brothers owns HBO and CNN, National Amusements owns Paramount, Viacom, and CBS, Amazon owns The Washington Post, MGM, and Twitch. Yes, all the largest news agencies are the same companies making all the entertainment. But let's go a little deeper, bring it a little closer to home. How about entertainment journalism? Okay, well, comicbook.com is owned by Paramount. Hollywood Reporter, Billboard, Variety, Rolling Stone, and Deadline are all owned by Penske Media Corporation. And PMC also owns stakes in the Golden Globes, American Music Awards, Streamy Awards, Country Music Awards, Billboard Music Awards. Yeah, did you know that? All the award shows are just owned by a handful of companies. Something to think about. Kotaku is a subsidiary to Go Media for now before it gets sold off to a local Goodwill. The Mary Sue is owned by Gamers Group, which owns 17 other media publications like Destructoid and The Escapist. Rotten Tomatoes is owned by Fandango, and Fandango is owned in part 75% by NBC Universal and 25% to Warner Brothers Discovery. IGN is owned by Ziff Davis. And Ziff Davis also owns Humble, PC Mag, Eurogamer, Dicebreaker, CNET, and BlackFriday.com, of all things. Does this make a little bit of sense yet? Not only are journalists there to sell ads and get your attention for their benefactors, they're also there to run defense when their corporate masters come under scrutiny. Isn't it convenient that almost all the journalists white knight to defend Disney when they do something stupid? Isn't it convenient that journalists aren't screaming from the rooftops about the racist marketing that Disney has been caught doing? Isn't it convenient that anytime fans and customers are upset about revisionism or bastardization of beloved franchises, that there's always an attack from journalists to defend the company? Well, yeah, it's not just convenient. The mega companies own the journalists. They work for the same companies we're criticizing. Of course they're going to defend the companies. They are the companies. This is where it comes back to that selling discussion. Journalists are not there to bring you the news. They're there to make the news. Journalists are just marketers with a different name. And if that already wasn't enough to make you experience existential dread, buckle up, because the Trump administration has been auditing and ceasing funding for US aid. Elon Musk and his team have been revealing where all that taxpayer money has been going. Now, I don't care where you stand politically. You shouldn't care where I stand politically. But where all the US aid dollars is going is bullshit. Why is the US government funding Politico? Why is the U.S. government funding the BBC? Why is the U.S. government funding Trollbusters, which is an agency that runs reverse hate campaigns for journalists that come under fire? Why is the U.S. government funding Feminist Frequency? Holy crap, the United States government funded Anita Sarkeesian. And why is the U.S. government funding Sweet Baby Inc.? There are a lot more, I'm sure, to come of this. We're literally within the first 72 hours of this news breaking. Sure, Feminist Frequency and Sweet Baby Inc. aren't journalists or media agencies conventionally, though I can't say they've contributed positively to the relationship between journalists and the United States consumers anyway. Friends, we live in an era where you need to be willing to question everything. You need to be able to challenge authority. You need to be willing to be seen as foolish, perhaps, for asking questions. See, here's the thing about asking stupid questions. You're only stupid for as long as you don't have the answer. Never be afraid to ask questions. Never be afraid to disagree with people. You don't have to fight. Discussion is a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful tool. Not everything needs to be a debate or a battle or a struggle session. Sometimes just talking out an idea is great enough, even if you don't agree by the end. Because you can find 85% to agree upon and then choke the remaining 15% up to reasonable minds can differ. And after you've spoken, perhaps you'll have a new mindset. Perhaps those listening will be able to see the world in a new way. To ask questions is to pursue truth. And so, thank you for watching this video all the way to the end. Until next time, create, innovate, inspire, and for the love of God, cancel Disney+. Bye-bye.